Mahmud, my brother, finally! I've been waiting for you for over an hour! Did I not tell you to be here no later than midnight? I've been wanting to share with you some of the new developments in the secret matter we've discussed. There have been some promising new clues that I need your help in deciphering.
Ach, again with your special top secret mission. Ha! It's a waste of time, my dear Ishmael. How many more years will you waste pursuing this silly quest of yours? You, a respectable soldier of the great Sultan himself? Why, as long as I can remember, you've been chasing after this foolish fairy tale.
But I am so close, Mahmud. I can feel it in my bones. You see, my brother, it is well known from the diary of the famous explorer Marco Polo that he had it buried in Palestine upon his return from his travels to Cathay. And according to my sources, it was discovered by the great Sultan Suleiman the Magnificent after he conquered Palestine. But it was stolen from him by his son Prince Mustafa soon afterwards. Then Mustafa had it secretly shipped right here to Constantinople before he was killed by his own father's men. So Mahmud, it must be here, somewhere in the city. The only question is, where?
Ha ha, Ishmael. So you know for sure that it's in Constantinople. Well, then it should be as simple as child's play to find it. After all, Constantinople is only the largest city in the Ottoman Empire.
So you still doubt me, my brother? Well, I'll be the one with the last laugh once I find it. It's supposed to be worth millions. Ah, yes, just a little longer, Mahmud. Just a little longer before it's mine. Before I find the famous lost treasure of Marco Polo.